后面要学微分了。
主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
Yes, you have everlasting life. Who else will show we follow?
主啊，在这些危难的日子里，黑暗的日子里，主啊，我们再次的说，主啊，你是世界的光，我们要跟从你。
In the time of darkness, in the time of struggle, once again we say we will follow you.
主啊，你说我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里面行走。
You say you are the light of the world. Whoever follows you will not walk in darkness.
主啊，我们再次的相信你的话，再次的来跟从。
Once again, we trust in your words. Once again, we will follow your ways.
主啊，是的，主，你没有应许天色长蓝，花香长茂，但是主，你应许我们，主啊，你不断的要带领我们向前。
Well, you have not promised that all the days will be good, but you promised that you were always with us.
主啊，而且你应许和我们同在，直到世界的末了。
You promised that you will be with us until the end of the days.
主啊，今天我们再次的聚到你的跟前，我们说我们爱你，主啊，因为你先爱了我们。
Once again, we gathered before you. We say that we love you because you have first loved us.
主啊，我们深信，主啊，世界上没有什么东西比你更加重要。
We know that nothing is more important than you.
主啊，你的爱深深地吸引着我们。
Your love has drawn us closer to you.
主啊，世界上的一切都要渐渐的要暗淡，渐渐的要过去。
Everything on this world will be faded away.
你的话语将长存，你的爱将长存。
But your love and your words will establish forever.
神啊，我们今天再次的来到你的跟前，说主啊，你的话语再次来建造我们。
Once again, we come before you and say, may your words establish all of us.
让我们灯里面预备好油，成为那聪明的童女。
So we can become like the wise virgins that we will have prepared the oil for our lamps.
在你娶亲的日子，你会说，那忠心良善的仆人，那进来和你的主人一起享受快乐。
Then you will say on the day of the feast that those who are a loyal and trustworthy servant will come and join the feast.
感谢主，主啊，今天你再次来高牧我，主啊，让我所讲的话，主啊，能够合你的心意。
Once again, Lord, please anoint me today so that the words that come out from my mouth will be a pleasing to you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. 今天我们再次的讲呢，根据大卫的故事来讲，就是说我们怎么样成为一个合神心意的得胜者。
Once again, we will continue to talk about David, how to become a person like David, a person who after God's heart.
我们前一段时间呢，讲了这个撒母耳上，几乎把整本书都，差不多过了一遍。
So, the previous weeks we've been talking about, First Samuel. We nearly finished the whole book of the, First Samuel.
后来呢，扫罗就战死了，死掉。完了以后呢，大卫就做了这犹大的王。
So Saul, died in a battle, and later on, David became king over Israel.
后来也有很多的故事所发生，但是我们不能一一都去讲，没有时间一一的去讲。
There are many other stories in the Bible, but we are not going into details.
那我们会挑一些神感动我们要讲的来讲。
So I will only pick a few ones that the Lord has moved me to talk about.
今天我们所讲的这一段呢，在历代志上十三章。
So today we're going to talk about First Chronicles, chapter 13.
就是大卫呢，就是做了先做了犹大王，后来呢做了全以色列的王，他建都在那个时候在希伯伦。
So David became the king over the over the Jews and later become the king over the whole Israel. So he was in Hebron.
、that's the capital. 那在这个时候呢，因为他非常的你知道就大卫非常的爱主，也非常的愿意来服侍主。他特别的看到呢，就是说神的月柜呢行在这个一个人的家里面。从扫罗的时代呢就没有真正一个会幕，也没有一个圣殿。那就是说在一个人的家里面。因为当时呢在这个撒母耳之前呢，就是说以色列人打仗的时候呢，腓力斯人把神的月柜给掳去了。后来呢就送到一个以色列人的家里面。
So during the reign of Saul, the ark of the Lord is not been inquired of. So it's in someone's household, because during the reign of Samuel, they have a battle with the Philistines, and the Philistines took the ark, and then later on it was placed in someone's household.
那个时候呢，腓力斯人把神的以色列人抬着神的约柜呢出去打仗，他说我们有神和我们同在呢，必定得胜。结果没想到呢，腓力斯人把他们的约柜放了前走，以色列人大大的战败。
So during a battle, the Israelites carried the ark of God into the battle, and saying that the Lord will surely be with them if the ark was with them.But they lost a battle, and the Philistines took over the ark.
因为当时的这个以色列的这个祭司呢，以利的两个儿子呢，罪大恶极，他们在圣殿里面犯很多的罪。他们虽然抬着神的月柜呢，神不和他们同在。
So it was because the priest's son.Eli's sons, they were evildoers in the eyes of the Lord. So even if they carried the ark of the Lord with them, but the Lord wasn't with them.
结果你想想，腓力斯人这些外邦人把约柜给抢走，抢走以后呢，就放在他们神腓力斯神大公的庙里面。
So the Philistines took over the ark and then they placed it in their own temple.
这就是放在他们这个神叫做 Dagon 的庙里面。
Yeah, so they place it in their own god's Dagon.
Dagon's temple. 但是呢，他们第二天早上起来，发现他们大公这个神像啊，就倒在这个门槛上，就断成了两截。
But on the second day, they found out their, in their temple, their own gods made of, made by man was falling to the ground and broken into pieces.
后来呢，神呢就是降灾给腓力斯人，到处都是灾难，所以腓力斯人开始惧怕，说这以色列的神的约柜我们不能留，要送回去。
So after that, God sent a lot of plagues and disasters upon the Philistines. So the Philistines decided to send the ark back because they found the ark was against them.
那后来呢，就送到一个人的家里面，叫做亚比拿达的家里面。亚比拿达的家里面呢，就是放在这是一个以色列人，他们腓力斯人说不能留这个以色列神的约柜呢，就把他送到这个。以色列人亚比拿达的家里面，结果后来呢，神大大的祝福这个亚比拿达一家。
So the ark was sent from the Philistine to one of the Israelites named Abinadab 什么 Abinadab okay. So it was sent back to one of the Israelites, and then God was blessing this family.
那就是这个神的约柜在亚比拿达的家里面经过了很多年很多年的时间，就是这个事情发生在这个撒母耳先知还很小的时候。 那后来呢，扫罗做王，扫罗完了以后，大卫做王，就大概有不知道，可能有至少有三四十年的时间。
So this are was in this family for quite a while because it happened during the time when Samuel was still small. So till David, King Saul became king, and then he died, and then now David is king of Israel. So it must be a number of years.
也可能有七八十年的时间，因为萨母耳小的时候，到萨母耳这个时候，萨母耳已经过世了。扫罗死的时候，萨母耳已经过世了。啊，萨母耳活成多长岁数，我们也不太清楚，但是至少可能有个七八十年的时间，
So at least 70 or 80 years, because it happened when Samuel was too small, and now Samuel has passed away. So we don't know exactly how long Samuel lived, but at least 70 or 80 years now.
那这时候大卫呢，就自己做完以后呢，他就很想把神的约柜呢，就借到这个给他建一个殿吧，建了就这个好的去处，不能老待在这个一个人的家里面。
So now David became king. He wanted to bring back the ark of the Lord and to a proper place.
所以后来他就要把耶和华的约柜呢，就要带到这个。京城里面来。
So he wanted to bring back the art to the city, the capital city.
那当时呢，这个他就准备要用月柜，那呢这准备用月柜呢，就是发生在这个历代志上十三章，这个有详细的一些描述。
So he's decided to bring back the ark, and it is written in First Chronicles 13. So it has a very
任何一段经文、一个故事写在这里呢，我们讲过，都是有神的用意，有非常深的用意在里面，它就成为神的话。
So as I stated earlier before, anything that's written in the Bible, it must be important. Any stories that are written by the Bible has a purpose that the Lord wants us to know.
那这段故事呢，其实描述了一个那我们就先读吧，先读完了以后我们再讲，好吧。
So we'll read first before we talk about it.
大卫与千夫长、百夫长，就是一切首领商议。大卫对以色列全会众说，你们若以为美，见这事是出于耶和华我们的神，我们就差遣人走遍以色列地，见我们未来的弟兄，又见住在郊野之城的祭司利未人，使他们都到这里来聚集。我们要把神的约柜用到我们这里来，因为在扫罗年间，我们没有在神约柜前求问神。全会众都说，可以如此行，这是在众民眼中都看为好。于是大卫见以色列人从埃及的西耶河直到哈马口都召集了来，要从基列耶岭将神的约柜用来。大卫率领的以色列众人上到巴拉，就是属犹大的基列耶岭，要从那里将约柜用来。这约柜就是坐在二基路伯上耶和华神留名的约柜。他们将神的约柜从亚比纳达的家里抬出来，放在新车上。乌撒和亚西月赶车。大卫和以色列人在神前用琴瑟锣鼓号作乐，极力跳舞歌唱。到了祭动的火场，因为牛是前蹄，乌撒就伸手扶住约柜，耶和华向他发怒。因他伸手扶住约柜击杀他，他就死在神的面前。大卫以耶和华击杀乌撒，心里仇访，就称那地方为比列斯乌撒，直到今日。那日大卫惧怕神，说：“神的约柜怎可用到我这里来呢？”于是大卫不见约柜用进大卫的城，却用到加特人俄别伊东的家里。神的约柜在俄别伊东家中三个月，耶和华赐福给俄别伊东的家和他一切所有的。我们先读到这里。
So we will finish Chronicles chapter 13.
如果你是读英文的话，你就用英文来读这段故事。
If you read in English, please read first Chronicles chapter 13.
我们今天讲呢，还是要讲大卫，他是一个得胜者，是合神心意的牧者。
So once again, we're going to talk about how David is an overcomer, a person that after God's heart.
这个故事呢，你看了以后，你心里很难受，因为什么呢？就是这个神啊，无缘无故，把一个人就给杀掉了，这是第一个难受的事情。
So you may feel uneasy because for no reason that God has struck down a person here.
第二个呢，就是十二节也讲大卫惧怕神，说神的约柜怎么可以用到这里？他本来不大惧怕神，他很爱神，他很自由，但是这时候惧怕神。
And also in verse 12, it said David was now afraid of God. He wasn't afraid of God before, but now he's afraid.
那这个是大卫呢做完以后做的第一件好事，非常美的事情，应该说他要侍奉神，对吧？他尽心尽力侍奉神，结果神呢就做了这样一件事情。
So, it's a, probably the first thing that David did after he became king. He wanted to serve the Lord and he wanted to do a good thing. So, but this is what happened, that God has struck down someone else.
那就是他是一个全心服侍神的人，这时候呢他也是一个很谦卑的人，他把什么呢，千夫长百夫长一切的首领都叫了一起商议啊，你们若以为美，见这次出于耶和华我们的神，我们就差遣人走遍以色列地啊，甚至要把全部的以色列人叫了，因为这个事情非常重要对他来说。
So David is also, was a very humble man, and he asked all of his officers, the commanders, and of the thousands and the hundreds, and then he even wanted to inquire the whole assembly of Israel, so to ask them whether it's good to bring back the ark.
你想想就是说他对神是多么的敬畏，就是要整个的以色列人都要到这里来。啊，而且呢，他前副长白夫人，他很谦卑，说我不能一个人来决定这样的事情，甚至我要让这些官员们都出来一起来决定这样的事情。他是一个很谦卑的人，做的已经非常周到了。为什么这样的事情很怕死
？So he was such a humble man. He even wanted to inquire the whole assembly of Israel in order to do something like this. So he was humble and he's in awe of, in fear of the Lord. How come still such thing could happen?
那第四节讲呢，全会众都说可以如此行，只是在众民眼中都看为好，就是全国人都觉得，哎呀，这是好事情。
So in verse 4.So in verse 4, it clearly stated that the whole assembly agreed to this and it seems right to all the people.
那为什么这件事情做出来的时候呢就不好？那你想想呢，最后约柜没有用到京城去，而且呢还死了一个人。这个死的是谁呢？是亚比纳达的儿子乌撒。
So despite...of all the agreements, but still something like that struck, I mean, happened. So, this person, Asa, was struck down by the Lord, and Asa is the son of Abinadab.
那好多人在解释这段圣经的时候呢，就说乌撒用人的手去服了约柜，我们不能用人的手去服侍神，主要讲这个。
So some people will say that because Asa has used his own hands on the ark, and we cannot do that. We cannot do such thing. We cannot put our human hands on the mat of God.
那这也是对的，但是我觉得呢，最主要的是是大卫的问题。
So it seems right, but from my own opinion, I felt that it's something not right with David.
那我觉得这个问题最主要的出在大卫的身上。
So I believe the, this thing happened because of David.
那我们在讲大卫是一个得胜者，但是今天呢，他做了这样一件事情，圣经如实的要记载，这是他犯的一个错误。
So we have talked about how David is a man after God's heart, but here he's certainly have made a mistake.
那我们在读小说的时候呢，如果我们要塑造一个英雄人物呢，把他塑造的就很完美。但是圣经不是这样的，圣经没有在塑造任何一个英雄人物。
So if you have read fictions novels before, when someone wanna write superheroes as people like that, they always write the good things about that person. But Bible is not like that.
圣经呢，只是在讲什么呢？讲真理 ，truth.
Yeah, so the Bible only focus on the truth.
它不讲什么花哨的东西，它只讲 truth.
So he doesn't talk about like fictional things, but only the truth.
那大卫虽然这时候犯了一个错误，也不代表他就不是一个得胜者。
So even though David had made a mistake, doesn't mean he wasn't a man that who after God's heart.
That means he wasn't a man. 很大的一些教训，很多的损失和惨痛。
But here he paid the price, and he.
他的问题究竟出在哪里了呢
？So what exactly is the problem？
那我们读一下这个十五章后面，再过两章读一下十五章就解释的非常清楚了。
So we can read First Chronicle chapter 15, and then you will understand what happened.
他后来呢又要把这个约柜呢就用到耶路撒冷去呢，他的做法就不一样。
So this is the second time that he wanted to bring the ark back to Jerusalem, but this time he did something different.
那事实上呢，就是说第一次那样的乌撒被击杀的时候，他心里非常的烦恼。但是呢，别人都告诉他，你看神呢就赐福俄别以东的家，神是个好的神，神的约会到哪里他就赐福人家。你说，你先翻译。
So last time when he couldn't bring the ark, the ark was left with Adam in Gittim, but the Lord has surely blessed that family. So this time he still wanted to bring back the ark.
就是他在这个过程，人家告诉他俄别耶顿家说说，他知道神是祝福我们的神，神就是祝福人的神。但是那究竟是出在哪里呢？大卫第二次用约柜到耶路撒冷呢，他就非常的小心。
So, when people told him that the Lord has blessed the household of the of Abba Adam, so he knew that the Lord is a God of blessing. So he wanted to bring the ark back again, but this time he was very careful in the ways of what he did.
所以十五章呢，就讲述了他第二次怎么样来用月柜，进耶路撒冷。
So, chapter 15 talk about how he bring back the ark this time to Jerusalem.
那我们要分享一段，就是一小段呢，就看看，就是说究竟第一次用月柜问题出在哪里了。
So we'll only read a few verses, then you will understand the difference between the first time and the second time, how they transport the ark.
十一节我们开始读，十一节到这个十四节。
So you can read verse 11 to 14.
大卫见祭司撒都和亚比亚塔，并利未人乌撒、乌列、亚帅亚、约尔、四玛雅、以列、亚米拿达招来，对他们说，你们是利未的人的族长，你们和你们的弟兄应当自洁，好见耶和华以色列神的月柜抬到我所预备的地方。因你们先前没有抬着月柜按定力求问耶和华我们的神，所以他刑罚我们。于是祭司利未人自洁，好见耶和华以色列神的月柜抬上来。利未子孙就用杠将抬神的约柜，是照耶和华借摩西所吩咐的。那十一节到十六节呢，这里讲到就是说这个大卫呢再次的来要做这件事情的时候呢，他招聚了以色列这个利未人的族长。
So from the verse 11 to 16, it talked about David has summoned the the leaders, the priests of the Levites.
那大卫呢就说了这个原因，上次第一个呢，他说你们先前没有抬这月柜，这个月柜呢是要祭司利未人抬的，这个在摩西的律法里面写的很清楚，不是用牛扯拉的。
So first of all, he said that because the first time you didn't bring it, carried the ark on your shoulders. So it's actually written clearly in the most, the law of Moses that, the ark has to be carried by man.
在出埃及记、利未记里面写的非常的清楚，月柜只能是利未人的子孙用肩膀来抬，不能用牛扯来拉。
So it is clearly written in Exodus and also in Levites that the ark has to be carried by the Levites' shoulders, not on a cart, by the ox.
那第二个呢？他说，没有按定例求问耶和华我们的神。
没有按定例， and also it says we did not, inquire of the Lord of how to do it.
那问题就出在这里，一个呢，就是律法上写的东西呢，就是没有按照律法上的去做；另一个呢，没有求问也好，就是说一步一步怎么做，没有求问也好。
So they made the two mistakes. One is that they didn't do it according to, what Moses had commanded, and also they didn't inquire of the Lord.
那大卫那第一次做的时候，正是那样的，他做了什么不合神的心意呢？
So what exactly was wrong, in the first time?
他呢，就是采取了一种民主的方式，就是把前副长、百副长、民主集中制都找来，这个众民都说很好。
So the first time he, used a more like a democratic way of asking all of them, like every one of them, the commanders of the thousands and the hundreds.
所以第十三章第四节前呢，讲了全会众都说可以如此行，这是在众民眼中都看为好，就在人的眼睛里面看得非常好。
So in verse 4 it said the whole assembly agreed, so it was right in the eyes of all the people.
但是呢，他们不是按照神的吩咐做的。
But they didn't do it according. They didn't do it according to what the Lord has asked them to do.
所以这个功课我们今天要学什么呢？
So what exactly the lesson today?
你知道大卫在过去的年日，在受苦的年日呢，他每一件事情他都问神。
So in the past, during the day of disaster, the trials, David always inquired of the Lord.
即使众人说这样这样做，那样那样做的时候呢，他还是要问神，问完了以后说你们说的不对，我就是要这样做，因为耶和华怎么样怎么样，所以我要这样做，记得吗？
So even though people will agree to one thing, but after he inquired of the Lord, he will say, no, this is not what God wants us to do. Remember the story that we talked about before?
那记得上次就是说，他们打仗回来的时候呢，那些恶党非类说，不要把我们的这些东西呢分给那些没有去打仗的人。但是耶和大卫说什么？不能这样。耶和华让我们得什么？谁能依从你们呢？他不依从他们。你们多厉害，我也不依从你。
Remember the story that when the evil doer saying that we shouldn't divide the plunders with the people who stay behind, but David said that no, because Lord has given us the victory, we have to share equally among our people. Remember the story that we talked about last time?
还记得没有？他打格利亚的时候，他的那个哥哥说，骂他说：“你跑到这里干什么？你不去牧养爸爸的那几只羊，你跑到这里来看什么热闹吗？”但是大卫说：“我来难道不是没有什么缘故吗？”他不听他们，为什么？因为神，他是一个求问神的人。
Remember that when David struck down the giant Goliath, that his brother told him to go away because he was still a child. So how come you are not tending our father's sheep and then instead of coming here? And he didn't listen to his brother. He rebuked him saying that I'm here for a reason. So he's always a person that inquire of the Lord first.
那今天呢，当他做了王之后呢，日子过好了，没有那么多的征战了。可能祷告也少了，而且他发现自己做完以后呢，可能要，这个， 他就用做王的一套办法。
But now he became king over Israel, so maybe the days are better. There are not many battles. Probably he prayed less than before. So and now he's a king. He wanted to, you know, make sure that he used, I mean, doing things in a more like a king's way. So asking all the people instead of asking God.
所以呢，他现在是一个在人看来他是一个很好的吧。这是西方人的话，这是大卫是太好的王了，这么谦卑，对不对？啊，你看，那都是问众人，对不对？那多民主啊！今天应该是美国应该选大卫做民主，民主王。
So in the eye of the people, he's a perfect king. So he's very humble and he asks everybody's opinion. So if he is if he is now in USA, he's probably gonna become the president because he is very you know, like asking all people's opinion.
但是呢，他问了很多的人，人都认为很好，但是呢，他没有问神。
So he asked a lot of people. People all say it's good, but he forgot to ask God.
他也没有遵从律法。
And he didn't do it according to the commands.
就吃了这么大的亏。
Yeah, so some disaster strike.
对他好像还好好的，但是呢，别人的儿子给死掉了。
So it seems that he's still good and alive, but someone else's son has died.
所以今天我们在教会里面服侍也是这样，这在提醒我们什么呢？我们很多时候啊，当日子过得好的时候呢。我们要我们有我们自己的这个叫做 vision， 自己的意向，自己的计划，自己的这个雄心壮志，我们要用一些人的方法来达到这样一个目标。
So it's very similar to nowadays when a church is big and strong and has its own visions, its own ambitions, its own plans for the future. So they want to do things in their own way.
那有时候呢，看起来都没有错，就像大卫要把约柜用到耶路撒冷来，这件事情本身是没有错的，这件事情本身是对的。今天我们传福音，要极力的来传福音啊，要建立教会也是没有错的。
And these things are seems right in the eyes of people. Like for example, when David want to bring the ark back, it seems right in the eyes of all the people. Same as church today, we want to go tell people about the gospel. We want to evangelize. It's right. It's right in the eyes of the men.
但是呢，今天我们也是像大卫一样，好多做的是。It is good, but it's not of God. 就是是好的，但是不是从神而来。
So the things that we did today is the same. Like even though it's good, but it's not from the Lord.
所以教会呢，造成很多的损失。
That's why there are many losses by the church.
那所以我们今天这个功课里面呢，我们学习就是服侍神呢，要用神的方法。
So the lesson today is that when we serve the Lord, we have to be using the way of the Lord, the ways of the Lord.
用神的话语来服侍神，按照他的话语去做。
And do it according to His words.
你知道呢，神啊，你从创世纪读到启示录，其实神不买人的账。你人做的再好，不按他的方法，他不买你的账。
So if you read from the Bible from the beginning to the end, from Genesis to Revelation, you will see that the Lord doesn't buy into people's good behaviors. Like you cannot, it's not something you can trade. He wanted you to do according to His ways.
你如果仔细研究这个神跟人立的约啊，旧约、新约，旧约里面有人说有好几个约，四五个约。但是呢，神跟人立约的时候呢，他是单方面立约，非常的霸道。他不是说你应该这样啊，你给我提条件 ，no。
So if you study the covenants between man and the God, there are probably three or four covenants in the Old Testament. So you will see that the Lord will make a covenant just by Him alone. So it's not something that you can negotiate with Him.
所以这个在今天民主社会里面或者人的社会里面，这是一件非常不公平的事情，而我们的神太霸道了。所以好多人为什么说是看了旧约以后，看了新约以后，神太霸道。
So in a secular world, it seems so unfair because God is such a bossy God, you know. Like a lot of people, when they read about Old Testament, they stop reading and say, "Oh, God is such a bossy God."
那其实呢，就是说，我们今天信主以后，我们就知道，就是神是创造天地的主，啊，他创造的一切呢，真的不需要人。他不需要人手去做什么，贡献什么。
So if you actually true believers, then you will know that the Lord is the creator of heaven and earth. He doesn't need anything from us.
那我们今天来服侍神呢，其实神最喜悦的就是按他的话语去做，不是我们要献什么东西啊，我们有好什么好的计划。No, 那就按他的话语去做，这是他最高兴。
So if you want to serve the Lord today, the best way is to just to listen to his words and do what he says. It's not about your own plans, not by your own ambitions.
那这些就是所以呢，就是我们这个服侍神的过程啊，其实就是按照神的话语跟他同行的一个过程，是一个受祝福的过程。
So the way to serve the Lord is a way to do what he asks you to do, and it's a way of blessing.
所以我们讲到这里呢，我们再读一节新约的圣经来做一个印证。
So we will also read from the New Testament. So it actually corresponds to what we talked about.
马太福音15章从第一节读到11节，读到第
九节。It's on Matthew chapter 15 from verse 1 to verse 11.
我们先读一下，我们再做一些解释。
So we'll read it first and then we'll explain later.
那时有法利赛人和文士从耶路撒冷来见耶稣，说：“你的门徒为什么放古人的遗传呢？因为吃饭的时候他们不洗手。”耶稣回答说：“你们为什么因着你们的遗传放生的诫命呢？”神说：“当孝敬父母，又说咒骂父母的必治死他。你们倒说，无论何人对父母说，我说当奉给你的一尽做了贡献，他就可以不孝敬父母。这就是你们借着遗传废了神的诫命，假冒为善的人呐、啊！以赛亚指着你们所说的预言是不错的。他说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。你们将人的丰富当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。”这里呢讲到就是说，当时耶稣跟法利赛人里边对话啊，法利赛人呢就是说他们遗传下来很多的律法的教条，但是呢好多呢不合神的话语。
So it's a conversation between Jesus and the Pharisees and the teachers. So they have a lot of traditions according to the commands. But a lot of the traditions are not in accord with the Lord's command.
事实上呢，当时的法利赛人的这些教条呢，他们都认为是神的话，都认为是神的话。但是呢，是他们的老师这样从圣经里面抽出来呢，发展出来。
So the Pharisees actually think all their traditions are from the words, from the Lord, because a lot of in the past generations, the teachers just take the words from the Lord and then make it, you know, in their own ways.
他们是为了更加详细的来解释神的律法，比如说安息日做多少步，多少步圆那圆呢，就算。是没有放安息日，如果超过这个呢，就算放了安息日。
They in the first they actually wanted to classify, you know, like in details the things that in the Old Testament, like the commands. For example, if someone should rest on the Sabbath, like to what degree of things that you can do that classify as a true rest.
就是说你走多远的路程就算是没有违反安息日。所以圣经里面有时候记载他说安息日可走的路程，你就不知道是什么意思，是因为当时法利赛人的规定，安息日走这么多的路程就没有放律法， 走再多就犯了律法。
So the Pharisee would say, okay, to what distance you could actually walk on the Sabbath so that it will classify as a true Sabbath. So in the past, in the Old Testament, you will see on the Sabbath day exactly how long you can walk.
那这里面呢，就是耶稣跟他们的对话里面发现呢，他们就是我把这个孝敬父母的钱呢拿去奉献给神了。
So here it says that if you have devoted the money that you should be given to your parents, instead you devote it to the Lord, then you don't need to honor your parents.
但是呢，耶稣讲了说，假冒为善的人呢，以赛亚指着你们说的话是不错的。因为圣经里面讲的，你要孝敬父母，这是很重要的。
So that's why Jesus said you had hypocrites, that Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you, because we have to honor our parents.
当然不是说不奉献在神的殿里面，奉献在神的殿里面，圣经也有教导，但是不是把你父母孝敬父母的拿来奉献在神的殿里面。
So the Bible also teach you to make devotions to the temple, but it doesn't mean that if you devote it to the Lord, then you don't have to honor your parents. It's not in the Bible at all.
那这些法利赛人教的就是好像把这些东西拿进来奉献个神就非常非常的高尚，别的东西就可以不做了。
But here the Pharisee thinks that if you do anything that devoted to the Lord, then it's a great and honorable thing to do, then you don't have to honor other things.
但是神说不是这样。
But the Lord said it's not like that.
神所关心的是什么呢？神所关心的是人。
But what is truly on God's heart is the people.
那今天神要我们让他的话语去做，也是关心的是人。
So when God asks you to do according to His words, His main concern is on the people.
那这里讲到呢，他说你们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。就是你把人的话呢当成神的话来教导，所以呢，你拜我也是枉然。拜神是枉然。
It says if you are only obeying to the word of man, then is you worship me in vain.
所以就是说今天其实我们要非常小心人的教导，教会里面有很多很多的教导，很多其实是你要问是不是符合神的话语，不然的话呢你拜了神也是枉然，这太可惜了。因为拜了，我们看到在服侍很长，跟随耶稣很长，最后耶稣说对不起，白拜，白的，你白了白做。
So that's why we have to be very, very careful with the teachings that are taught by man, because there are a lot of teachings nowadays that you have to know exactly whether it's from the Lord or not. For example, if you listen to a lot of teachings and then even though they are not from the Lord, then that means that you worship God in vain. So everything that you did is nullified.
那今天我们从这个大卫的例子也可以看到，就是说当人是按照神的话语做的时候呢，神他就是一个祝福人的神，他到哪里越轨到哪里都在祝福。
So here from the story of David, we have to know that if we do it according to his ways, then it will be, no matter you go, he will bring you blessings.Same as the art of blessing.
他的话语去做的时候，即使出于爱心，出于热心，最后发现也带来很多的损失。
So if you do it not by his ways, by your own ways, that even though that is out from love, out from a good motive, but still it can bring bring losses to you.
其实今天我们在也可以举很多的例子，比如说有的人就是说，他。喜欢去奉献给别人，帮助别人啊，用金钱各方面帮，但是当他不狂恕别人，那神不买你的账，你的奉献啊这些都没有用。第一个要宽恕别人，
So for example, that if you are a person who loves to giving, who loves to give to other people, who have mercy on the poor, and you want to give to other people, but if you hold a grudge against your brother or sisters, like if you do not have forgive in your heart, then whatever you give doesn't really count.
因为这是神的话，神说你不宽恕饶恕人的过犯，天上的父也不饶恕你的过犯，不饶恕你的过犯，他不听你的祷告。
That's clearly written in the Bible that if you do not forgive your others, then the Lord will not forgive you. So, so it's a teaching from the Bible.
所以你其他做的一切都没有用。
So everything else that you did will be in vain.
那圣经里面简单就是说，比如说你要这个，丈夫要爱妻子，对不对？这是圣经里面讲。
So in the Bible it says, the husband, you will have to love your wives.
我们也有曾经碰到过很多人在外面教会服侍非常的热心，帮助别的朋友非常的热心。那家里面呢，在家里面的事情呢，就是说这个，老婆要他做的或者老婆需要的东西他就忽略了。
So in the past, we have seen people that are so on fire for the Lord and they serve other people so well. But after they come home, the things that asked by their wives, they ignored.
最后他的太太就说这个人是信耶稣以后都是吃里扒外的人。
So the wife would say that this kind of man, after they believe in God, they sacrifice their families for other people.
你翻译很好，翻译非常，这吃里扒外很难翻译。那也有呢，圣经里面讲呢，太太妻子要顺服丈夫。
And also the Bible says, the wife, you have to submit to your husband.
但是呢，好多我们也看到很多姐妹信主以后，她不顺服丈夫，说丈夫没我厉害，没我聪明，
But a lot of
wives, 我为什么要顺
服？ A lot of wives, after even though they are believers, they say, okay, I'm not going to submit to my husband. I'm smarter than him. I'm better than him. Why should I submit?
事实上今天的时代你发现很有意思，就是说从这个康德讲的层面呢，好多的女孩子读书也比男孩子厉害啊，那做什么事情啊，好多你发现这美国的大法官啊大律师啊都是女的。
So you will see nowadays, a lot of women's, you know, are smarter, the man, more educated, and you will see a lot of, women that held higher positions, like especially in the States, like women would be judges, would be lawyers, and you know, stuff like that.
反正我是参加过几次法庭的东西，有时候是帮助别人，有时候自己，都是女的法官。
So a few times I've been in the court, sometimes I was there to help other people, but all the judges are women.
就是真的女的看起来很聪明啊，做很多的事情。
Since the women are so much smarter, and like they do a lot of things.
但是弟兄姐妹就说神的话呢，就是他有你看不见的东西在里面。
But brother and sister, there are things in the Word of God that cannot be seen by your human eye.
我问你，神的约柜为什么不可以用牛扯拉，要用人的肩膀抬？你觉得是不是很物理？
So I ask you, how come the ark of the Lord cannot be carried by ox, but has to be carried by human on the shoulders? So is it unreasonable to you?
我问你，在伊甸园里面，那个树上的果子，就那么个果子，不让亚当夏娃吃，吃了就死，是不是很物理？
So I ask you that the fruit of life and evil that is in the Garden of Eden. So how come that little fruit that cannot be eaten by man, isn't that an unreasonable request by God?
所以今天很多这个理性之上的人呢，就把这些神的话语就绊倒了他。
So a lot of people when they like try to logical, I mean, think things in a logical way, a lot of things like that kind of become a stumbling a stones for them.
岂不知道省有更省的美，就是说你按他的话去做呢，你是一个健康的树，健康的家庭，就是承受极大祝福的。
But there will be blessings when you listen to the word of listen to the word of God, that it can bring you a lot of healings and blessings.
所以顺服丈夫这句话不是说你的丈夫该不该顺服，因为这是神的话。
So, submit to your husband is not, it's not because your husband deserves your submission, but it was just because it's from the word of God.
爱你的太太不是说你的太太可爱不可爱，因为这是神的话。
So, love your wife is not because your wife deserves it to be loved by you, but it's because it's the word of God.
所以西方人有一句话 Happy wife, happy life. 我想第一个讲这句话的人他肯定承受了祝福。
So when we say happy wife, happy life, this person who spoke this first, must be a man that inherited blessing from the Lord.
下一个人可能就说哎 ,happy husband, 什么happy money. I don't want, 有一个话语是 happy husband and mobilize.
There should be a saying like that too, for the women, you know, about our husband.
那就是神的话到我们做的时候呢，祝福就来了。祝福来了以后，你聪明不聪明，那放在第二位。你是聪明，你就接受更大的祝福，对不对？你不聪明也接受祝福。
So when we exercise out the word of the Lord, then you will get this blessing. So your wisdom, your intelligence comes second.
其实呢，就是神的话语呢，真正我们有智慧的时候，知道就是对的。那其实呢，好多人不明白，一开始信主的时候他不明白，觉得好像跟人性里面违反。你真正信主以后呢，神的逻辑、神的这个智慧远远超过人的，它是非常非常的合逻辑。
So at first you might not be able to understand the word of of God from a logical sense, but if you truly believe, if you are true, you want a true wisdom, then just believe in the word of God, then you will know that.God has the even higher logic for behind all this, and you will be blessed by His words.
我看到很多的婚姻幸福，就是女的呢也很有智慧，但选择了顺服她的丈夫。婚姻幸福，家庭幸福，儿女成长的非常的健康，儿女的婚姻也幸福，因为儿女有榜样。
So I have seen a lot of great marriages, even though the women's smart, have a wisdom, but they choose to believe the word of God by submitting to their husbands. So they have a great marriage and their children will be greatly blessed. They will also have a great marriage later on because they have an example set before them.
我就举一个例子，是我认识的一个香港的一个女牧师。
So I want to give you an example. I know this pastor, a woman pastor from Hong Kong.
我就不提他的名字了，以后少提人的名字。
I'm not going to mention her name.
那我跟他呢，应该有一面，至少有一面之交吧。他也认识我，我也认识他。
So I know her and she knows me that we, yeah, even not like,
这个牧师呢长得非常漂亮，像个电影明星。
So she's a very beautiful woman. So she looks like a superstar.
而且呢她好多世代的基督徒呢，她年轻时候有一个意向，就是要来帮助人戒毒。
So she has a vision in her youth that she will dedicate her life to help people get out from addiction.
所以就是说当这个神的话语我们在来这个心在他的里面的时候呢，我们就接受了祝福。
So, for the, if we act according to the word of God, then we'll receive blessing. 刚才你在讲一个香港的。
对，我在刚才讲到这个牧师呢，就是说他在年轻的时候有一个意向，就是要帮很多人去戒毒。后来呢，神就因着他的意向呢，他开始戒毒。那个事工做得非常大，甚至有好几栋大楼都是让那个吸毒的人进到里面他去戒毒。
So earlier on, I shared that the lady has a vision in her youth, in her younger age, that she wants to help people with drug addiction. So because of her vision, she has built a big mega church with multiple buildings that help people who can get out from their drug addiction.
所以后来他在香港是非常有影响力的一个牧师，而且呢，他带领香港的祷告会啊，很多人都响应，也非常尊重他。
So she is a very influential leader in Hong Kong. So she lead a lot of prayer meetings, and she brought a great impact on the churches of Hong Kong.
其实他的影响力很大，他名字出现呢在哪里讲到，他穿的也非常非常的漂亮，你一看他就是个电影明星，但是呢你觉得很敬畏，因为他真的是一个属神的人。
And she was a very influential person, and she's very beautiful. Every time she appears, she dress up like a star, but at the same time, people respected her because she's a woman of God.
我记得有几次，就是说她和她丈夫一起来，就是说他们领受一些很重要的东西到加拿大来，就是来告诉加拿大的代祷者，怎么样来为很多事情来代祷。
So a few times, I remember seeing her that came coming to Canada with her husband. When she received a vision from the Lord, a word from the Lord, she will come and tell us.
那她丈夫呢，就说她的太太，非常的不简单，因为要做很多的事情啊，在前线来服侍，她说要带领很多。她说我呢是一个生意人。他是有工作的，我就不能服侍那么多。
So her husband said, "Oh, my wife is a very is a unique person that she has to do a lot of things for the Lord. And me, I'm a businessman. I cannot do as much as her in the word of God, in the work of God."
但是这个牧师讲这些话呢，我非常非常的感动。关于她讲她的丈夫。
So from this pastor, this woman's mouth, a few things I really touched my heart about the things she said about her husband.
所以姐妹们、弟兄们都听好了，真的让我非常的感动。我也看到他们婚姻里面的这一个榜样。
So brother and sister, pay closer attention to what I'm going to say, because the thing that she said really is touched my heart.
她说什么呢？她说，我丈夫说我很辛苦，我很做很多。其实呢，我丈夫更辛苦。为什么呢？他做两份，我做一份。他既要做生意，又要服侍主。我呢，只是服侍主。没有他，我根本就没法服侍。
So this is what she said. She said, my husband said that I am a very hardworking woman, but I know that he is working even harder because he has to do things, twice as more as me because he has to work, and the money and also serve the Lord. But me, I only serve the Lord.
所以从她的嘴里面呢，知道就是她对她丈夫的一个感恩和一个欣赏，和一个肯定，一种尊重。
So from her words that we can see that she has a deep respect for her husband, and also she acknowledged and also very grateful to her husband.
而且你知道，她说她丈夫做两份，她做一份。我看到就是从她的心里面讲出来，不是嘴上讲出来。
So when she said that her husband worked twice as hard as her, and she only do one, like one job, and she, her husband to do two jobs. I know that this is from her heart.
所以就是说，当我们真的按照神的话语去做的时候呢，先生爱太太，太太呢顺服丈夫的时候呢，啊，事情都不一样。
So we know that if, as a husband, if you love your wife and if your wife submit to your husband, then you will see a difference.
所以这些是神的话语，神的话语呢，不是让你觉得是好还是不好，合你心意不合你。神的话语是要什么呢？要祝福你。
So these are the words of God. It doesn't mean that you choose to, you know, take in what you're saying is good for you and, you know, if something is illogical for you, then you don't listen. But if you listen and do it, it's a blessing to you.
还要祝福你的后代，还要祝福你的家人，还要祝福你周围的人。
So not only a blessing to you yourself, also a blessing to your generations and also blessing to your families and also people around you.
所以今天呢，再次回到大卫来讲呢，大卫虽然犯了这些错误呢，他还是一个得胜者。
So let's go back to David, that even though David had made mistakes, but still he's a person that overcomes.
所以因为他是一个爱主的人，心里面全心爱主的人。
Because he's a person who loves God from his heart.
当一个人全心爱主的时候，神会教导他，他也会学习，他下一次就做对了。
So if a God is a person who love God wholeheartedly, then he will listen. He will do it better on the second time.
包括今天我们作为弟兄姐妹，作为信主的人呢，我刚才讲的顺服丈夫不顺服上，好多人可能觉得，哎呀，我可能做的不好。那只要爱主呢，神都会来教导我们，都会来医治我们，会来改变我们。
So today when I mentioned about submitting to your husband, so some people may say, okay, I didn't do that very well. But God is a merciful God. If you love him and listen to what he says, and he will teach you, he will help you.
所以我们像大卫一样，至终会是一个得胜者。
So we will be just like David. In the end, we can become overcomers.
至终必是一个蒙福的人。
So in the end, we'll become a person of blessings.
好，我们在这我们做祷告以后呢，我们来领圣餐。领完圣餐以后，大家会有一些分享。
So we will end here. We will pray, and later on we'll have a communion. Yes, our Heavenly Father.
主，我们再次的感谢你，赞美你。
Once again, we praise you. We thank you.
主啊，你把大卫的生命记载在圣经里面，让我们知道他就是一个真实有血有肉的人。
So the life of David is recorded in the Bible so that we know that he's a person like us, with a made of flesh.
像我们一样都是有血有肉的人。
Just like us, made of flesh and blood.
我们有时候会虽然是爱主，但是会用人的方法去做事情。
So a lot of times we loved you and then we do things according to our ways.
会蒙受一些损失。
And it costs us.
但是主啊，是的主，你在圣灵在我们里面不断的来教导我们。
Your Holy Spirit inside of us will continue to teach us.
你的宝血也不断地来接近我。
And your precious blood will continue to cleanse us.
让我们的身心灵都成为健康，成为完全。
So that our body, our heart, our soul can become complete and become purified.
成为真正有智慧、有能力的智慧人。
So that we can become a man of wisdom.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you. 等一下吧。
主啊，现在主，我们等一会也借着圣餐，我们要来感谢你为我们付上一切的代价。
Through our communions, we also thank you, but all the sacrifices you've made for us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. Amen.